Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is May 17th, the third Tuesday in the month of May. Happy May. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. Happy New You. Amen. Happy Mental Health Awareness Month. Yes, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm glad there's a month to recognize and bring awareness to mental health. It is something we're talking more about, but we need to really talk more about it because it's so crucial. And it's really impacting our world, and definitely more as it relates to who we are in Christ. And so I'm truly appreciative today for all your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Thank you so much. We're almost at 12,000 downloads. Again, please subscribe to this podcast and share this podcast with a family or friends. And you can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform. And for more information, if you want to hear more about what the Lioness Queen has going on, you can check out our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. You can find out about a podcast, I Am series, Amazon favorites, Lioness Queen journals and mugs, and also the Lioness Queen Inspiration Christian online radio station. Yes, check it all out. Well, this month's theme is You Are Equipped, and I've had a good time talking about this theme for the month, that you are equipped. But today's episode is called The Enemy is After Your Mental Health. The enemy is after your mental health. Are you always looking for Christian music to listen to at home, work, or in your car? Well, check out the new Lioness Queen Inspiration online radio station, a Christian station dedicated to encourage and empower people through inspirational music and messages to use their faith to release their past and walk in their purpose. For more information, you can visit www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And today I'm going to use a poem I found about mental health. No author, but it's a poem that someone wrote. It seems very personal, that they wrote about the mental health that they experienced. So the poem says, she is crying, she is bleeding, she is so sad, she is fearful, she is stressed, she is ashamed, she is regretful, she is ignored, she is judged, she is misunderstood, she is alone, she is lonely, she is devastated, she is losing it, she is lost, she is homeless, she is sick and exhausted. She is in pain and struggling. She is mentally ill and suicidal. She is suffering and dying. She is me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, I hope you felt that. That was a very powerful and personal poem that just gave you a picture of where that person was when they wrote that poem. You know, the poem, it gives a laundry list of emotions many people actually right now feel all over the world. Many of those emotions we have felt, you know, in some point in our life. And honestly, I must say, in our darkest moments, we have all felt like this. It's real. When pain fills our subconscious, where we think more about what happened to us, then we allow the enemy to plant looping negative thoughts into our subconscious that loop. And the more that they loop, the more negative thoughts poison our mindset to believe more in what's against us versus who is for us. And I have to say, we all have been there. We've all been in a point in our life where the enemy creates this false narrative in our subconscious that is louder than any other sound, louder than our faith, louder than our hope, louder than who we are in Christ. The enemy's number one goal is to attack our mental health, to get us off balance. Say that to yourself so you can hear it. The enemy is after my mental health. And so he is, and I truly believe he definitely has attacked all of us during COVID. You know, our generation has never been through this type of attack, you know, before. We've never been through this before, but this attack was on our mental health. It was against our mental capacity to test our spirit. And the only way he can test our spirit is to attack our mental health. And so when God breathed into us, he gave us a spirit, and that spirit connected to who we are in Christ, because we were what? We were created in his image. We were created to be a carbon copy of him. But when Adam sinned, Adam was a carbon copy before he sinned. But when Adam sinned, his mental health was impacted. And so if his mental health was impacted, that means our mental health is impacted. It was impacted so much that God knew, you know, he needed to send a savior. He needed to send his son who would leave himself in a different form to be able to live on the inside of us so that we have the capacity to live life more abundantly, right? But unfortunately, because of Adam's sin, we struggle. We struggle with living life more abundantly because of our mental health. Our fleshly mindset wants to conform more to this world because it is the norm. This world is the norm, and this is where the enemy wants to plant fear, doubt, disappointment, guilt, shame, blame, unforgiveness, selfishness. This is the place where the enemy wants us more into ourselves than who we are in God. And this is how the enemy attacks our mental health, just like in the poem. Every sentence begins with a pronoun. The poem identifies the person first. The poem identifies more into the effects of what happened versus what God could do in the process. The poem identifies and gravitates more to the negativity than positivity. And so the biggest trick is that all of those feelings and emotions may be true. So this is where the enemy tries to influence and tries to make you feel that you have a right to feel this way. You have a right to think this way. You have a right to process what happened this way. And guess what? And this is all true. We have a right to process our emotions. God gave them to us. We have a right to have thoughts. God gave us reasoning and logic, especially when we have felt wrongfully attacked or abused. That's natural to think certain things and feel certain things. We have a right to not be our best. You know, we're not perfect. God knows we're not perfect or not think the best because we're human. But see, the enemy causes us to get more into ourselves and what we cannot control, what was not fair, what we didn't deserve, how we can take matters into our own hands, how to handle the situation, how to get somebody back, how you. He gets us into ourselves, and getting us into ourselves attacks our mental health. And so, see, this is where we get off balance. When we think so much of ourselves than we do of God. We focus more on ourselves than on what God is doing in the middle of the storm. We focus more on what was done to us than through us. We focus more on how things made us feel versus God pruning us for elevation. We focus more on how to get them back versus letting God fight our battles for us. We focus more on our emotions than on who we are in Christ. We focus more on what we do not have in the natural versus what we have being connected to our Abba Father. And so I was thinking about this episode and the scripture that the Lord gave me, which you may not think connects, but the scripture that the Lord gave me was 2 Timothy 1:7. And it's a very popular scripture. And the scripture that says, "For God did not give us the spirit of timidity or fear, but he's given us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind," right? And so this scripture uses the spirit of fear that is referring to the spirit that is connected to who we are. You know, we are a spirit. And it is the spirit that we have that God gave us. God breathed into us so that we could become a living soul. And when your spirit has fear, what does it do? When you are scared of something, what do? You avoid things. You run away from challenges. You doubt what's going on. You are scared to confront situations. You ignore things that you shouldn't ignore. You become anxious. You give up easily. You let go easily. You judge. You're closed-minded. And ultimately, you stop believing. I could have gone on. But ultimately, you stop believing. When your spirit is walking in a spirit of fear, there are so many negative vices that the enemy is trying to use to paint a picture he wants you to believe. He is trying to paint a picture that creates a false narrative because your spirit is tainted more by what you physically see than what God is doing in the supernatural realm. And so, in other words, the spirit of fear gets you off mental balance and gets you focused more on the natural focus than focusing on where you are in Christ. See, the end of the scripture talks about three things, and those are the three things I want to talk about. It talks about power. You have the power to overcome whatever vice the enemy is trying to use. You have the power to handle and combat the fiery darts. You have the power because the battle is already won for you. That already happened on the cross, and the cross was enough. Say that to yourself, the cross was enough. And so I was thinking about the whole armor of God, and I thought about, why did God say the helmet of salvation? And that is because salvation is key to fighting our mental health. Jesus paid it all on the cross, which is why no matter what the enemy tries to do in your mind, because that is where all of our battles happen, in our mindset, Jesus already addressed it on the cross for you. The cross was enough. Say that to yourself again. The cross was enough. The cross was enough, but that only is successful when you realize who you are in him. And so when you look at those three things that 2 Timothy 1:7 talks about, there are three answers from this scripture. The first answer is power, which I kind of already talked about, the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that gives you power to fight the wiles of the enemy. But that means you have to know that you have the power. You have to know that you, who you are. You have to know that you have the authority to speak life and death. You have to know you have the power to speak the name of Jesus and demons must flee. You have to know that you have the power, the same power, because you were created as a carbon copy of God. You are a joint heir, so why not believe it? Why not walk in it? Why not talk in it? That's how he created you, as a carbon copy in his image. Jesus told his disciples, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going with you. See, the enemy is attacking you. He's attacking who you are in Christ. And the only way he could do that is through your mindset. He doesn't want you to have access to that unlimited power and potential inside of you, because you can do even greater works. Say that to yourself. I can do even greater works. And so if you knew how much power you had on the inside of you, you could move the mountains in your life to fight those mental health attacks from the enemy. You could speak to other people's mountains and move them out of their lives, because you have accessible power, unlimited power. There is no limit in what God can do, and there are no limits in what you can do. You just have to access the power. And so the second item that scripture talks about love. Love influences our mental health in so many ways, especially when the enemy attacks the love you have for others. And I would say, you know, there's a saying that majority of the people who hurt you are the people who love you. That's the saying that people say. And many of us have been hurt by people who we love, or who we thought loved us. And see, love is critical to you, because being aware of the enemy's vices, we got to remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son for you. And if you are a carbon copy, which you are, say that, I'm a carbon copy. I need you to get that in your spirit. Me just saying it, it brings a smile on my face, because I'm an heir. And so if he sent his son to die for you, then God's love should help you process and understand that we are supposed to always come from a perspective of love. We are always supposed to walk in love, talk in love, live in love, share in love, forgive in love, help in love, release in love, surrender in love, move on in love, accept change in love, let go in love, and believe in love. It is God's love for us that should help us have a spiritual lens of God's love. It is not about what happened, but who does God want me to love through this process? Ooh, when God said that to me, I was like, ooh, daddy, that's a hard one right there. Who does God want me to love through this process? Who does God want me to show unconditional love in this situation? How does God want me to demonstrate his love for all people, even evil people? Even people who hurt me, people who backstab me, people who did me wrong. That's what you want me to do, daddy. You want me to show love? Because when you show God's love, it takes the focus off of you. Hear me today. It takes the focus off of you. What did I say? The mental health is the imbalance, because you're focusing so much on you. I must say, this is a hard place, but being a carbon copy, you got it in you. Say that to yourself. I got it in me. I got it in me. You have it in you to show God's love 24/7. Say that to yourself. I got it in me to show God's love 24/7. See, this week, I think it was just the other day, where a young man went into a grocery store and killed 10 people. And it appears it was a hate crime. And so the question is, as a believer, as a carbon copy, as a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ? How do we still show love to that young man? And he may not be a believer, he may not be a Christian, but how do we still show God's love? Because God made him a carbon copy, and God loves him. And so this is, I'm gonna tell you, this is a hard one. I said, Daddy, woo, this is a hard one right here, but this is the space and the place God needs us to be. Because we are the only Jesus a lot of people will see. We are the only Jesus a lot of people will see. And so if they see God's love through you, then they will be able to understand. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And so I needed that for, I'm telling you, when God talked about love, I said, ooh, Daddy, that's a hard one right there. Because when we're so, and I have to say for myself, when I was dealing with my divorce, I was so into myself because that's where the enemy had me. That's how he attacked my mental health. I was so focused on my pain. I didn't love my ex-husband in that because it was all about what he did to me. It was all about him breaking up the family. It was all about what were the holidays going to be like. And so it was all about me. It wasn't about showing God's love. And so this is how we need to fight the enemy when he attacks our mental health. We always need to respond with God's love. And see, oftentimes we think it is the removal of a situation, right? Or the removal of people, somebody who's bothering you or somebody who's hurt you. If you get them out of my life and you remove them, right? But see, God blesses us in the eye of the storm, in the eye of conflict, in the eye of drama, in the eye of disappointment, in the eye of trauma, in the eye of confusion, in the eye of hurt. That is the space where God can bless you and bless you more abundantly. It is God's love that transcends. Amen. And lastly, the last item in that scripture talks about self-control. And yes, you have self-control. You have control of what you say, control of what you think, control of how you feel, control of what you do, control of what you believe. Oftentimes the enemy doesn't want you to think that you have control. He doesn't want you to know that you have control over yourself, but that is far from the truth because you are a carbon copy. Say that to yourself again. You are a carbon copy. You are made in his image. And I have to say, for this specific thing, self-control, that I have control, I remember my pastor was talking about hurt, you know, and he was talking about how, you know, hurt is a choice. And I was like, I don't know if I believe that. And he said, yeah, hurt is a choice because it's what you hold on to in your mindset. Now, it's not negating that someone hurt you. We're not talking about that. Yes, that thing happened. That is fact. Someone hurt you is a fact. But I can control how I feel related to that person hurting me. I can control what I say related to that person hurting me. I can control what I do and how I respond, right? I can respond and not react. But again, I have control over that. So I have control over how to process that hurt. I have control over it. And because I have control, I can do all things. And so what is it about you that you are believing more in what you see than what God is doing in the supernatural realm? You know, God did not give you the spirit of fear. And that's the root. That is where the enemy plants the root to throw your mental health off balance. He didn't give you that spirit. And that's what the word says, God, you know, he did not give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give you a spirit of fear, but we have allowed the enemy to create this echo chamber in our subconscious and allowed our thoughts to run rampant, which influences how we feel, influences what we think, influences what we do, and ultimately influences what we believe. You heard me say this before, but you gotta realize that the negative thoughts lead to negative emotions. The negative emotions lead to negative behaviors. The negative behaviors lead to negative beliefs. The negative beliefs lead you to a false reality. But it is recognizing your power. It is applying God's love to all people, all situations, and realizing you have control over your mind. You have control over your emotions. You have control over your behaviors, and you have control over what you believe. Now, I have to say, is this process easy when you're in a storm? It's not. Is it fast? It's not. That is a no. And it's not easy, especially when you're fighting a spiritual battle. When you're fighting a spiritual battle and you're trying to use natural resources, right? And the spiritual battle, it happens in your subconscious. But nevertheless, you are equipped. God has equipped you to handle it. But if you can't handle it, okay, if you cannot handle it, I truly believe in a holistic approach. I truly believe in seeking out help. And there's nothing wrong with help. There's nothing wrong with finding a therapist or a counselor. Because sometimes we need assistance. Sometimes we need help putting things in, having someone to provide things in a way to help us understand our life, where we are, and what's going on. And, you know, it is okay to need help. It is okay if you need a therapist or a counselor to help you deal with your mental health, you know. And what I love to say is basically some people are afraid of it. You know, there's a stigma. But really, in a nutshell, a therapist is someone who will provide you a toolbox. And they'll teach you about the different tools in the toolbox. But ultimately, you have to figure out the best tools that work for you. Because the answer is already in you. And your answer may be different than somebody else's answer. That's one of the reasons why a counselor or a therapist tries to give you tools to help you to utilize to figure out what works best for you. Because we're all different. We're all unique. And so the therapist doesn't have the answer, but you do. You have the answer within you. It is just, it's just deep in you. So maybe you don't want to face it. Maybe you don't want to hear it. Maybe you don't want to make the connection. Whatever the case may be, you could have suppressed it. And so they will do different activities and different things with you. And you have a homework assignments and all of these things to figure out what the answer is. Okay. And so sometimes we need other people. I needed someone in my darkest moment to help me find the answer that was already in me. You know, she helped me to work through my stuff. She helped push me to a place that I needed to realize who I am. I needed to realize that there was more life ahead of me. I needed to realize some things. I needed to realize who I was as a person, as a woman. You know, she wasn't a Christian therapist, but she was a really good therapist that helped me. I knew the word of God, right? And so I knew what the word said. But again, I needed someone else to help me with my thoughts. And it is okay. And so sometimes we need people to help push us, help move us, help us come out of that dark place that we're in. Because guess what? You have the authority to be mentally stable and balanced. Amen. And so thank you for listening today. I know this was a lot. This was a lot. And, you know, like I said, I hope if you are struggling today with your mental health, just seek out help. And I have to say, a lot of people will say, oh, I found somebody and I didn't like them. It didn't work out. Well, I say a mental health therapist or a counselor is just like finding a good hairdresser, you know, or a good barber. You know, sometimes what's good for one might not be good for another. And so you just keep finding someone, you know, who will be best for you. You know, everybody is not, you know, every doctor is not cut out for every person. But the goal is to be better. The goal is to heal and be whole. The goal is to be mentally balanced. Amen. And so thank you for listening today. Please write a review and let me know how this message blessed you. Follow me on my social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest. Also check out, I have a new online Christian radio station, The Lioness Queen Inspiration. Check that out as well. For more information, visit my website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast and share this podcast. Also, follow me on social media and reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and Pinterest. And don't forget to check out our new online radio station, Lioness Queen Inspiration. You can get that link from our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. And email me. I would love to hear from you on how this ministry is inspiring you to live totally residue-free. My email is iamthelionessqueen@gmail.com. Now, come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from The Lioness Queen.